Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Okay, you were listening to Radio 1, and right now I am joined by the band Stella. They're an Adelaide band, and firstly, I'll be talking to Hattie. Say hi, Hattie.
Hello, everybody. I'm Hattie, and I play the drums.
Perfect. Next up is Sierra.
Hey, I'm Sierra, and I sing and play the guitar.
And the newest addition to the band is Jaya.
Hello. Hi.
We're not joined by the bassist today, Louise, who is actually my flatmate, but we are in her place is Big John.
What up, I'm Big John.
He's just like a bit of a legend. He's just kind of here on holiday, but he's here for the vibes, and he's helped done a lot of work with Stella before doing some unreleased music videos.
Got the pics.
Whatnot.
Yep. The clips.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, tonight you're going to be playing Pint Night, I hear.
We are. It was organised literally yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit crazy, like pulling it all together, but we are in for a good night, I hear.
Yeah, so did you like have any instruments like before coming down here?
Nah.
I think we got a Squire, which is a cheap guitar. But
I'm gonna shred that thing. That thing.
I think Louise just managed to like find a bass from somebody.
Yeah, I think she's doing that for a wee box on return type thing.
I'll be playing the pots and pans until I get on the stage by the looks of it.
We gotta go buy you some drumsticks today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Play like the timpani or something with my hands.
Do you know much about Pint Night, like the culture surrounding it, really?
Well, we kind of have one in Adelaide called Cranker Wednesday, and that's like $3 schooners.
Yeah.
And bands every Wednesday, but Pint Night sounds a lot bigger.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes tonight, because usually, typically, there's lines out the door that will take you about 45 minutes once you...
The biggest show Stella's ever played.
The Cranker, you're not allowed to, like, drink standing up. Yeah. So there's not lines out of Cranker, there's just people trying to find seats with their $3.
Yeah, so there's, like, no seats outside either, and it's too packed inside.
But we love it.
Yeah.
We love Cranker.
There was, like, this big thing. They were trying to shut down the Cranker to build, like, student housing above it, and there was, like, so many protests about it, but I think the community finally came together and we've saved the Cranker, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to be now playing a song suggestion. So this one comes from you, Hattie.
Yes.
Tell me what it is.
Sunshine by Dario G. Keep those vibes up on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Would you say it's your favourite? Song
of
the time?
Yeah, definitely. Can't not dance to that song. I love it.
She's doing a bit of a playlist right now, combining everyone's...
Yeah, it's New Zealand's favourites.
Yeah, anyway.
Yet to add to that list.
And this is hers. This is Sunshine by Dario G. Hope you enjoy. You're listening to Radio 1, and that was Sunshine by Dario G. We're still here with Stella in the studio, straight from Adelaide. I'm just going to ask a bit about the Adelaide music scene, like what kind of, what are the vibes, really?
Wow.
There's so many to choose from.
Such a big, diverse area, both like sonically and, I don't know, like... just or north all the way down to the south. There's so many things going on.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Like what kind of? So you're from Port Nolonga.
Nolonga.
shit. all of you, including John. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's kind of the what's the genres there? How does that seem?
Got a whole group of just everything, especially. I mean, I know you've got, like, your surf rock and your surfy this and that, but there's also, like, a punk like a punk scene, there's an like upcoming like hardcore scene.
Yeah.
It's like some rap artists and everything. It's just like a whole big melting pot of just sickness.
Fuck yeah. But and where do they play?
Good way.
Yeah, the best way.
Yeah. I don't know. Where does everybody play?
Everyone.
Crank is like the ideal venue, I feel like, especially if you're like a smaller band.
Yeah.
Crank is awesome.
There's been a couple gigs at Nori in Port Noongar.
Yeah,
but that's like,
shout out
like
Nori
occasion.
On the mid coast.
Yeah.
And that's a bit more like up class, or I don't know, what are the...
It's like, so Nori. So Nori's like our
different
local
scene.
Wine bar in Port Noongar, and they've... The dude who runs it, Jacob, he's just... He just knows how to put on a sick show, so it's...
Yeah, he's great.
A lot of the shows down south where we're from are very, like, DIY and just quite unconventional in the best way possible.
Yeah.
You know, we'll play, like, a punk show out in the street, close off part of the, you know, part of the roads and just play and...
That's how we launch our EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Or, you know, we play, like, the locals, like... soccer club and tear it down in there, like, it's just, I don't know, man, like, it's, you just find ways to get it done.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah. And where does your band fit into that, like, what?
What do we play?
I don't know. Well, we don't
sometimes.
Really play that much, to be honest.
But
we play like a bit of everywhere. Like we'll be up in the city for one show, and then
go down south.
Play down south in like Gawler or whatever. It really just depends on the day and the season, especially.
Yeah,
if it's summer, there'll be a lot more like kind of down south shows with
outside,
like afternoon sunshine shows.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Then in winter, you'd probably more want to play in the city because it's inside. It's not not cold.
Yeah.
Anyway, you have suggested me the song "Balloony Town" by King Jeff and how we used to play. Baloney Town. Look at my pronunciation. Tell me about this. Tell me.
Just a classic. King Jeff and the How Are Yous. They're a fellow South Adelaide band and our record label manager, I guess. He.
David Records.
Yeah. Tom Redden. He's in that band and they're just so classic.
Fellow workmate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack Dollar. Fronting that band.
They are the best band to see live. Yeah. Like they have so much energy and you can just tell how much fun they have.
Yeah.
They're so
big
good.
Inspiration.
Yeah, so everything's interconnected.
You can just hear like how much fun they have in their music as well. It's just they're great.
It's true.
This is a classic.
Okay. This is Baloney Town. King Jeff and the How Are Yous.
Baloney.
You're listening to Radio 1, and that was Just Like Heaven by The Cure, and before them was King Jeff and the How I Use with Baloney Town. Today we are joined by Stella, but we are also joined by a special guest. I've been told to read this introduction for him. Here's Big John, the Don of the Port, the King of the Flurio, the reigning champ, and the only man to ever do it twice. 6 foot tall, possibly 6'1", and still growing. His first car was an Alfa Romeo, single-handedly sold out the Palace Nova, and brother has the biggest bunda you'll ever see. Okay, introduce yourself. Well, you've been introduced, but hi.
What's up? I'm Big John. I got a fat ass.
So, can you explain a bit of that? You're the first man to do what twice? What have you done?
So, I've won an award at this festival called the Flurio Film Festival. It's the best directing award for a short film, and I like to think that award makes me the king of the Flurio, because I've won that award twice. I'm the only man to ever do it twice.
So you're a bit of a filmmaker then, I see.
Yeah, a bit of a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Went to MAPS Film School for 2 years, and then I've just been making music videos since graduating, and a couple of short films as well.
Sick, yeah. So, and you've done a bit of work with Stella, like what's kind of your involvement been with this band here?
I made a music video at the start of the year with them.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of turbulence with it, because we filmed it in an area we maybe shouldn't have. We've kind of been just sitting on it, waiting for that to kind of cool off. But yeah, that's my involvement with Stella.
Okay, sick. Yeah. Next up, I've been recommended to play the song. It is by a band called Free Golf. Tell me about that.
You go.
It's my other band. I play drums in it. I didn't recommend it, though. That was John.
This guy's recommending his own songs. A bit of a...
I recommended Free Golf. They are the only hardcore adjacent band in Adelaide, and I'm really...
One of them.
One of three.
One of, like, three.
And they're just a group of all my best mates, really.
So...
They deserve to be plugged, though.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Wow, from punk to bloody hardcore, he wears many hats. Okay, this is Wake Up by Free Golf. Okay, that was Free Golf's Wake Up. You were listening to Radio 1. It is 20 minutes to 1. I am Jono, and this is the Wednesday Wrap, again joined by Stella. So I'm just wanting to ask, what have been like kind of the differences? You've travelled from Australia, you came in... What day did you come in?
Saturday.
No, Sunday.
Saturday.
We got to Dunedin on Sunday.
Oh yeah, that's
Have you noticed many differences with the Kiwis?
The cornflakes are in the international aisle. You guys have too many one-way streets.
No, V in a bottle.
V in a bottle.
That's crazy. Energy drink in a bottle.
And you have, like, alcohol in your shopping centre.
And your water's white. What's up with that?
Okay,
I wonder.
That's just our taps.
It's weird.
That is just our taps. I don't know. Maybe the government's putting the fluoride in the water, making the frogs go, something like that. One of those.
It's a really weird thing that I've noticed. On a lot of your cars, like on the left-hand side of the bonnet, you have like this weird little mirror thing that sticks out. What's that about?
What is that?
That's just like extra. I don't know.
Extra
just so you can
extra
see it
views.
All.
Like, extra blind spot viewing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's just, but it's only for the big meaty cars. It's only for the the hefty
the
ones.
SUV.
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't know what they were.
What about the accent? You've been making fun of my accent.
We have.
It's like not noticeable until like the ends of sentence, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you're like, oh yeah, that sounds right.
You kind of
say
like
bid. You're like,
yeah,
okay.
You move
not
like
quite
the vowel one further down. It's like bed becomes bid. And
they're a lot shorter.
Bit rude. Dick and deck have opposite meanings. With our accents. So we say dick for the body part. We say deck for what you sit on. Apparently, what I've found is that it's the other way around. That's a bit crude, my bad.
We all work in schools, so our knowledge around words and accents and sounds are a bit full on.
But you're studying to be a teacher,
yeah,
so you more than anybody.
You brought it up.
That's very interesting. What else?
No, I feel like you've
coffee's
about
a lot
it.
Cheaper.
From
coffee's way cheaper.
Yeah. Coffee's so cheap.
And the food? Way cheaper.
Or go to Strictly Coffee and Kikibira. That's where they've been so far.
They
the place is to be.
So
that in Vegemite. I don't know. Our flat is a Vegemite-less flat that they stay
there.
It's the
so
other
sad.
Night.
Well, my house back home is a Marmite household anyway.
As it should be.
Exactly.
As it
I
bloody
agree
well
with
should
you.
Be.
English.
Okay, next up, the song you've recommended is Don't Pick Up the Phone by Military Gun. That's you, Jaya.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just bumping this song on the plane.
Yeah.
I was like, yep,
Is this in Adelaide?
No, they're actually from the UK.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just get a lot of inspiration from them.
Get the Brits involved.
The guitars, and I don't know. They're just insane. I love
it. Sick. Okay, let's play it. Don't pick up the phone. Military gun. You're listening to Radio 1. This is the Wednesday Wrap, and that was Ivy the Trees, and before them was Military Gun, Don't Pick Up the Phone, again joined by Stella. We'd like to talk a bit about, what's this, tall poppy syndrome?
Who wants to explain that?
Do you have much to say?
It's like, it's tricky to explain, but essentially what happens, because it's such a like big thing in Australia, you can't get too successful without
criticism.
Like, a lot of criticism. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. It's like definitely a thing here too.
We're obviously not perfect. Like, you know, we all fall victim to it. But I don't know. It's just something that...
And I think we all, like, subconsciously, like, give it to other people as well.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's jealousy of other people's success when we should be celebrating it and bringing everyone up.
Yeah.
But we get cut down instead of bringing others up.
I feel like that's why not very many big artists come out of Australia.
True.
Because they're very, criticized.
Like, you just want to be a bit more humble. You don't want to be shoving in everyone's faces.
Yeah, like, that's a good way to put it.
Like, what were you saying, John, about the film industry?
Yeah, it's pretty prominent in the film industry as well. It's hard to find...
Two-time champion.
But,
can't get too full of yourself.
A bit worried about becoming a third-time champion, which I know I'm capable of. But a bit worried about celebrating
it. Guy.
I got a big ego.
Nah, it's just, I don't know, it's something that I think especially the last couple of years, and just kind of doing this whole music thing and a bit more, I think that's just one of the things that we're just all trying to get, grow, like, we're all looking to become a better person, and, I feel like sometimes, coming to different places, like coming to New Zealand and all that stuff, like, you really do get to open your eyes a bit, and I guess, like, just different experiences just help you grow as a, not just as a musician, but as an individual, and that's kind of what we're trying to do.
And you just want to have fun.
Yeah.
You just want to experience the world.
Just to bring up another point, before we were talking about kind of differences between Oz and New Zealand, one of the things you noticed, Jay, was like the integration, like difference between like Indigenous and Australia and like the Māori like communities here.
It's way bigger.
It's
the fact that celebrated a lot more in New Zealand,
which is great.
I feel like there's definitely like in a way, like in Australia, we definitely tend to half ass a lot of this type of stuff. We do a welcome to, not welcome to country, we do like a acknowledgement of original land, and but
that's pretty much
coming here, talking about different experiences, there's so much more that we can do.
Yeah.
And you know, we're pretty, like, Hattie Sierra and I will work in a school, and I think we're pretty known for
We're on the ball.
Port
Noarlunga, I reckon.
So,
they do a fantastic job of celebrating Aboriginal culture, and it's to be a part of.
So this, that. Like, having mixing, sorry, Sierra, mixing kind of that experience with then coming to New Zealand, it's kind of hard to ignore.
Yeah.
A massive difference that I noticed, I think, the first 24 hours of being here, is how they have a lot of, like, the translation, even everywhere you go, or like Kia ora, like that's great. Yeah. Whereas we have barely any of that. Like, I think we have a lot of, like, Onkaparinga is Aboriginal word, but we'll have like Kaurna land, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so it's the oldest group of people in the world, right?
Is that oldest living culture?
Look, I mean, like,
we are. It's starting to become a lot more recognised in Australia, but holy shit, there's like so much more that we can do, and I don't know, it's just very inspiring coming here.
Because like we had a referendum last year to change the constitution, and that didn't go through, and that was shocking.
Yeah, heartbreaking.
Yeah, really, really disappointing.
Wasn't it like 40% said yes, but 60% said no.
And it's like stuff like that. I feel like that kind of set, like integrating like the culture so much more. I set it back so much.
100%. Yeah. Not that New Zealand's like perfect and all of this, but like it's really interesting to see that you've seen the difference just in your few days here already. Yeah. Anyway, on that note, going to be playing Juna by Clara. Enjoy. That was Juna by Clairo. You're listening to Radio 1. I am Jono, and this has been the Wednesday Wrap. I'm going to thank Stella, everyone, for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, Jono. Jono the GOAT.
That was
super
fun.
You're a bloody legend, mate. Bloody fair dinkum legend.
They're too nice to me. They're too nice. Anyway, they will be playing tonight at Pint Night, which is at U Bar.
Midnight.
Last one there.
Pull up, Nick.
Starting at 12. They're going to be playing the Amazing Set alongside Albatross, the Hypocriticals, and don't know their name, but there's a 12-piece funk band playing at some point.
Sick.
It's a night to be there.
It's all right to feel a little dusty in the morning. Come stay out.
Yeah, on a Wednesday. Yeah.
We know you all have uni, but we don't. We're on holiday.
It is the night for it. Okay, up next, there may be an ad break, but you will be hearing Washing Machine, a song by Stella. It's a bit of an older one. Would also recommend that you check out Space Song and their newest EP as well. And after then is going to be the R1 News, where you'll get all of your updates. Anyway.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John.
Big John, out. Big
John. Shut up. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.